elevate. Seamus Fox.
And welcome to the Elevate Podcast. I'm Seamus Fox.
And I'm Noel Smith.
So on today's podcast, we have one of our Elevate coaches, Mr. Pierce McNearney, and he's on to share his story that he's in a success story, basically, because it is a very good success story. Mm-hmm. Over the last few months since working with us here at Elevate, we've just finished a seminar there in the Millennium on social media marketing, which is fantastic, with Stephen McGill from Globalize. I think the group got a lot of stuff in that, didn't they?
Yeah, it's definitely a starting point. Like, social media marketing's massive, like, and it's fucking such a vast topic. So 3 hours is a tipping point, but we've constantly been updating them on our knowledge and telling them what we think they should be doing in terms of marketing. But there's going to be a lot more seminars about this because it's huge to everyone's business. Small businesses are fucking relying on social media marketing. They make them work.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, we're more about Pierce today. Like, sorry about
Here basically to... Well, what we'll do, Pierce, is we'll get you to introduce yourself. So, Pierce, who are you?
Pierce McNearney. I run a private training facility in Belfast, specializes in small group personal training. Been personal training now for approaching 9 years, a lot of wee break there for a while. I'm only back again in the last year. Been working with yourselves now for, I think it's about 6 months now, isn't it?
Something like that.
I think we're coming into the 6 month now, So not actually that long.
Yeah. But how did you initially get into personal training? What was your sporting background when you were younger?
Played a lot of football when I was younger. Getting into personal training for me was, like most people, sort of like a 6 week transformation type of thing. Got into the gym, fell in love with it. But getting into personal training was actually watching PTs and seeing how shit most of them were. I'll not name any gym, but years ago training in a gym and actually watching these personal trainers taking people through sessions, I was kind of going, is this really the standard?
I can do that.
Yeah, I was like, I could do that, and I could do that so much better than what these guys are doing it, and so I have.
Yeah.
That's it. Truth.
Pretty much.
Right, so what age did you start personal training? You're saying the last 10
So 9 years. About 9 years ago. So what would that mean? I'm 33 now, so 24.
Yeah,
so about 24.
Excellent. I didn't actually realise you were at it that long, man. Fuck, that's
good.
Yeah,
I've been at it a good while.
Long time, bud.
Yeah.
You've probably seen the evolution of the PT now coming from...
Yeah, which is why I've kind of had to evolve myself.
Of course, man.
So, but yeah, I've seen everything.
So what kind of sticking points did you see at your when you were starting out as a personal trainer? Did you have a lot of sticking points to begin with, or did things just kind of flow easily for you? Did you kind of hit the ground running?
Oh, yeah, like, Jesus, no problems galore. Like, getting clients, keeping clients, managing time, having a life.
Nightmare.
Like, everything was... being overwhelmed as well, you know, with so much happening and trying like you're running a business, it's trying to be make a successful business and actually like earn money.
Yeah, that's where people fall short.
I think it's a massive thing because I think most PTs don't have a business.
Yeah.
Like if you can't take something you're doing right now and put it on the table and say to someone, do you want to buy this?
Yeah.
Then that's not a fucking business. Mm. If you don't have anything
job.
To actually sell, you've just got a job.
It's just a job.
Simple as, man.
That you were tied to 24/7. That's what it felt like at times.
We just done a thing there on what Elevate's trying to create. Not trying to create. We're creating a thing where people can go and basically have a library of all our resources. And the last one I done was on recurring revenue. And if you don't have recurring revenue, you don't have a stable business, you don't have predictable money coming in, you don't really have a business.
Yeah,
if you're charging by the hour and it's cash, then
it's a job.
You're right, it's a job, man.
For definite. And like we see it a lot of times because we've done it ourselves as well too, is starting out as a one-to-one personal trainer and kind of being tied to the gym floor, doing all the hours, and then trying to focus on the nutrition, then trying to focus on marketing with a limited even ability you have to market, and then and trying to juggle all that, it's really, really hard. And it's kind of where you came to a sticking point. You stopped personal training.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Was doing it part time for about 3 months of the time that I went away. So I went and got a job, left personal training. And then after 3 months of doing them both, ended up completely packing PT in altogether for about 6 months.
Yeah. And what brought you back?
that break actually made me realize how much I loved it. Like working in a job where, you know, it was turn up 8 to 5 and working for somebody else and having someone telling me what to do. And but just missing it, like missing helping people, because that's why I got into it in the first place. I didn't feel like with what I was doing, I was helping anybody. You know, I was laying in other people's pockets.
Yeah, it's job satisfaction.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And like we've spoke to a few guys before and they were getting it tight in their business and they thought about going back and just working somewhere. Right. Said, but it's job satisfaction. No matter how hard it is, you still love what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you're willing to actually go and search for better answers, basically to make it something better.
You can see where the stress element comes in, like, and the doubt and the insecurities, like, and you do love it in the background, you know, that helping people is what you want to do, but see when you add in all these, got these bills to pay, or you have to be online, you have to do this, there's this marketing, and you have to create a business, and you're like, fuck, I only came here to help people.
Do you know what
I mean? I think the thing for me was, is before I came back in the last year, is I wasn't running a business. Like it was, you know, sort of going hourly rate and having to work 15-hour days to make an income, and you know, being a scared of if I lose one client, like that's, you know, it could be detrimental to the business. So that was one of the reasons why I ended up packing it in, because it was too overwhelming. And
so then when you contacted us, which was about 6 months ago, you were kind of getting that stage again where you were just kind of burning it again. Like, what did you feel at that time?
So it was like again, similar, you know, I was kind of sitting and even weekends, was working Saturdays, was working Sundays, was starting work at 6 in the morning, was working to 9, 10 o'clock at night. Obviously, just recently being married and stuff, it was like, and my wife had moved over from Glasgow, so she had no friends here, no family. Wasn't even getting to spend time with her. And I could feel myself starting, like I was exhausted. Like I was just drained, like working every hour under the sun to try and... It wasn't even me. I was just about scraping by. You know, and I was doing all these crazy mad hours and was sitting kind of going, why am I doing this for?
There's a fear there, isn't it? That if it's not, you don't have a stable or predictable income, that you're going to lose people and you're not sure what you're going to make next month. So you're so afraid of telling someone, listen, I can't do that because it's not within the hours that I work or whatever, that you end up fucking doing everything. Bending over backwards to do it for people.
You were a jack of all trades and a specialist of nothing. That's what I was kind of doing. I was willing to train everybody.
Exactly.
So then you contacted us when we started working with me about 6 months ago. Initially, what was your kind of view of even coming and contacting us? Because a lot of people don't do that. A lot of guys will kind of, sometimes it's their own ego. They're afraid they ask for help, personal trainers, and they wait until it's nearly too late. No, they actually
It was like, I knew I needed help. Like I'd got to that point where I was like, if I keep going the way I'm going, I'm going to pack it in again. You know, I was going the exact same way I'd gone before I did jack it. So for me, it was actually just coming to the realization and dropping the ego and sort of going, you know what, I need someone to help me here. Like, I can't do this on my own, which I couldn't. Like, I wouldn't have known, you know, half the stuff that you boys have helped me out with, I wouldn't have had a clue where to even start. I didn't know where to start, which is exactly why I got in touch. But it was, for me, it was just, that's the ego and kind of going, you know what, I need someone to help me here and just taking the leap.
It is tough, as you said before this accident went on. Like, if you struggled with someone, like if someone came to you and they were struggling to lose weight, they're going to reach out to you. Whereas we don't do it as coaches sometimes. And I've definitely been guilty of it. Like, for maybe it's only these past 2 years I've realized, shit, I need to actually have mentors and I need to be going to seminars. I need to be doing things. But you think that, you know, it's a weakness, like almost like Jesus.
You think you're going to be able to pull through yourself, but not.
No,
definitely not.
Not when you're struggling so much.
So at that stage, Pearson, like just thinking back, you were doing loads of hours. For you, I don't think it's ever been a problem where people aren't coming to you for a reason. They're coming to you, no problem.
Yeah.
But you just didn't have any real structure in place.
Yeah.
Initially, what was the kind of the benefit that you got straight away from signing up with me and Noel? A lot of people get that accountability, I think, and it's nearly like a shoulder they cry on, really, where they can go, right, you've been maybe thinking all these things, but when you can automatically turn around and ask somebody that's maybe done it before, or you have an answer to come back from, then that makes a massive difference to anybody.
Well, that was it. It was knowing that used to had been where I'd been was a big thing. You know, there's loads of mentors out there that, you know, haven't run gyms, and a goal for me was to have my own gym, but was knowing that you guys had been where I'd been and seeing you come out the other end, which for me was why I'd contacted you. But for me, it was getting that structure in place and actually having a plan, because I didn't have a plan before. It was like, just, you know, trying to get clients in whenever I needed them, yeah. you know, instead of having like a steady flow of people, regular leads, it was just, you know, if someone dropped out, it was like, right, let's try and fill that spot, which could have took weeks at times. Yeah.
Of course.
So you were reacting to circumstances instead of being proactive.
Proactive. Yeah. So that was a big thing. It was having the plans in place and having, like, being able to come to you and go and look, listen, I need help with this. Yeah. Like, I'm struggling here. I don't know. Yes, I know I need to do this, but how do you do it? And I was having you there to sort of, you should say, fall back on.
Yeah. And putting that better systems in place for you to be able to do that.
The systems were big.
Yeah.
Yeah, systems are huge.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. And for us, like, just even, like, we chat about you often, to be fair, like, no, for us, it's like, if we ask you to do something, you just implement it straight away. And it's
you're
like
a fucking
anybody.
Action man. Action. That's what we call you, the action
it's
man.
It's action takers. And no, people that take action get results. And you learn from that all the time. Whether or not it works, at least you've learned from it.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people sit in the fence and they think, I don't know whether to do it, or what if it doesn't work, or maybe this isn't for me, and blah, blah, blah. But at least if you take action.
Yeah.
And if it's not right, then okay.
Well, that's it. The worst is happening avenue. Is you realize it's not working and you change it.
Yeah.
So, you take a different approach.
So here's a scenario. We're in a social media marketing thing today. We're listening to the guys up talking. He's telling us about how to run ads, and we're making sure that everybody's actually on the page, so they're seeing how Facebook Ads Manager works. And question gets asked. Pierce was asking, "Are you actually on that page?" He says, "I've set up 2 ads already." And you know, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
2 ads set up, and everybody's trying to work out how to use an ads manager.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's action. That's proper action.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. We can give out the tools and we can give advice out and everything else, but that's what it's all about. Like, it's about taking action on it. Like, you are that person.
Yeah, but that's why I'm with you guys. Is, you know, you just give me advice. You give me something that I can go away and work with. I don't see the point in just letting it sit there.
That's
you
right.
You know, if yous are giving me an idea that I think is going to work for my business, then put it in place.
Yeah.
You know,
or just copy Seamus's or whatever.
Well, yeah, I do that a lot. His content's better than yours.
Yeah, so I should have actually take that banner. Never see copying into mine. So
but like, so even right, so we were chatting before. So for yourself, you were saying you couldn't have seen yourself being where you are now, like, so it's again, it's that kind of change in mindset. Your mindset just completely changes. It looks at something completely differently. And again, like, you're taking action on the things that we're asking you to do, but not a lot of people do that. But when you get that confidence and you get that support from somebody that helps you do that, then again, you get somebody to fall back on because it is a big fear thing.
Yeah.
Jeez, like, going from where Pierce just went from a few months ago, they now opening up his own facility.
Yeah.
How do you feel now, Pierce? Like, 4 months down the line, you've got your own gym.
Yeah.
And it's, you're basically nearly turning people away.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. It's like, but even, like, I knew when I was going to start working with you that my business was going to improve massively, but I never imagined it to be where it is now. Like, it's crazy how much I've grown. But again, that a lot of that comes down to the systems that you have taught me that have put in place, which has allowed me to, like, 6 months ago, I was working, literally was still working 6 in the morning to 9, 10 o'clock at night, whereas now I have, you know, 6, 7 hours a day, I don't work.
Yeah.
Whereas most PTs are still in doing one-to-one sessions. I'm at home spending time with my wife.
Yeah.
And you're also here now.
I'm here, like,
you have somebody else, obviously, helping.
I have someone else working for me at the moment. I couldn't have done that. Like, I used to freak out about even a holiday, like taking a week off.
Yeah.
I used to
me
be
too,
like,
man.
What am I going to do here? Like, my clients, they might leave. They might, like, there's no one there to train these people. They're going to leave me. I can't take days off. That's what I used to think. It's like, I can't.
And that's what most personal trainers do, you think? It's a guilt aspect.
Yeah.
Because, again, you are your business, essentially. Yeah. And if you're working one-to-one and you're only the person that trains those clients day in and day out, then they want you.
Yeah.
And they need you, basically. So, like, as you know now, you've been able to kind of not detach yourself from your business, but you're able to take that step back and actually bring somebody in and put that guy through the system that we've been able to help you with, and then get him coached and trained up the way you want things done. And as he says, as Noel says, like, you're down here now at the seminar, you're doing a podcast, and what you said to me in the car on the way over is you don't feel guilty.
Yeah.
Which is massive.
Like, I know my clients are still getting trained today, so they're still getting what they're what they expect from us, which is they're still getting their training, they're still getting their results, even though I'm not there right now.
Yeah.
So you're saying us now instead of where it would have been just you in
me?
The past.
Yeah.
Now it's
just
raised the bar.
Yeah, it's
now,
raised the bar now. Yeah. So
that's the business.
It's a business now rather than it being Pierce McNerney.
Yeah.
It's not just me anymore.
Yeah. Brilliant, man. And what have you got planned then for the future? What will, like, are you, obviously you're optimized now where you're at, you're bringing on staff members, like, Where's the next step?
Yeah, maybe? So it's keep growing. I'm already thinking the way things are going is another staff member is going to be needed shortly. And then, like, even whenever I took this gym on, I was thinking, like, 3-year plan, you know, be able to progress and open up another gym or something bigger. And now it's like a case of, no, this is something I could do in a year's time.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, because things are going that well for me. But again, that comes down to just having all those systems in place. Yeah. The business is, it's just constantly going in the right direction.
Yeah.
So, yeah, bringing on someone else, maybe even multiple staff. And within the next year, like, I want to be growing and reaching out and being able to help more people. Because,
of course, man.
You know, the more people.
That's the product. That's what you're saying.
That's it. And continue getting people results. But, you know, having the capacity to be able to do that means either going and opening up another facility or something bigger.
Yeah.
Which hopefully is, well, not hopefully, it's going to happen within the next year. Like,
yeah. Good, man. And going and even, like, just having that buzz of being able to go on to your own place and turn the key and knowing that it's your own gym and walking in and kind of feeling proud.
I get that still every day. Love it.
Whereas, like, for 9 years, like, it has took you 9 years, and everyone needs to go on a fucking journey sometimes, and that's just where it had to be for you.
Yeah.
Same for us. But it is nice to be able to say now that that is what you've created.
Yeah.
Whereas before, you're walking in the gym, it's just you and it's whoever you have in front of you. That's your results.
Yeah.
That's what you've created, really.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Fantastic. Like.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
It's a great buzz for us because... I suppose it's our model, tried and tested.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And we're able to sit back and you're able to turn around and say this. Because I was the first
to work with you.
Yeah.
That's right, then.
That's it.
Yeah. I was the first one.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Definitely, yeah.
Like the Messiah, sir.
Yeah, the best one. The first one. The best one.
If nobody else from Elevate's listening, like, you're the best.
Like, even kind of relating it back to kind of personal trainer who was maybe in your position 6 months ago, and then you moving into your own place, was there, like, at any time we were moving on that gym, were you kind of fearful? What were you thinking? Were you thinking, oh, right, if I've got a lot to pay out, or what am I actually doing here? Everybody gets those feelings no matter what.
Yeah, of course. Them thoughts were there, but, like, again, I think if I'd have been doing that on my own without a support network, you guys are my support network. Like, Seamus, I probably mail you every day. I do, like, unfortunately, constantly asking questions and stuff, but... I think if I had went into it on my own with no support network, no one to bounce ideas off, no one to reassurance too is a big thing. You know, telling me, look, this is going to work. We've been there. We've done it.
Right.
So, of course, I thought them things, but every step of the way, like, I knew it was going to work.
Yeah.
Like, I knew it was going to have it. I didn't expect it to be as successful this quick, but I knew it was going to be successful. Yeah.
It's because, like, us, when we're working with people, we can see potential. You can see potential in somebody, and you know that if he does this, it's going to take off.
It was a client.
Exactly.
You know, when they phone you up and ask you something ridiculously specific about their diet plan, you're like, fuck, they're actually on point. Like, this is going to be a great result.
Yeah. And what have you learned so far? What was, like, the whole takeaway over the last 6 months, kind of within yourself, what would be the number one thing that you've taken away from being within the group, working with other people in the group as well too?
Geez, that's a tough one. So the biggest thing I've taken away would probably be if you are going to get a mentor, preferably Elevate, by the way, you need to actually take action. Like, I do, I see sometimes in the group some of the guys, and this is no offense to anybody, but, you know, you're advising us on doing things, and it's like 3-4 weeks down the line, and they've still not done it. And I kind of sat there going, I wish I could have input here and be like, listen, guys, just do it because I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And look at where my business is sitting right now.
Yeah.
It's working if you take action. It works. So that would be my advice, the number one thing I've taken away from it is, if you're going to seek help, actually take on board and put in place the things that person who's helping you is asking you to do.
And decisions. Instead of just sitting there. Opportunity.
Yeah, like, instead of sitting procrastinating, going shoulda, coulda, just do it. And if it doesn't work, then go back to the drawing board and say, look, guys, that one didn't work. What do we do next?
Yeah.
Exactly. Brilliant.
And what about your members and clients now? They're obviously loving the new experience and RTP. Yeah.
For me, the way the business has gone, like, even having the more free time, like, I know we're talking a lot about business and how successful the business is, but the results that I'm getting out of clients now, because I have more free time to focus on their training, focus on their nutrition, like, I'm constantly checking in with clients. I couldn't do that before because every hour of my day was spent training people.
Yeah.
So for clients, it's been massive.
Aye.
Yeah, like, because they're getting more of my attention now.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
So they're getting a better service out of me being able to improve my business.
Yeah. Big time.
You have definitely more free time now, and like, because the systems allow that.
Yeah.
The systems also allow for automation, even with check-ins, things that you might have been kind of struggling to do in the past. Like, and high results I've seen definitely from our units, the both of us, I'm sure. Yeah. Can speak for you as well, man.
Yeah. That
our results has went up because of it. Like,
yeah.
And everyone benefits like from this.
That's it. Well, you can't, no, as you said earlier, you can't be a jack of all trades.
Like, no. Yeah.
You can't be your marketer. You can't be your nutritionist. You can't be your on the floor training people. You can't be the person then that goes home and pays daddy and the husband, or you just can't do it. You can't give out your energy in all those different directions and expect to get brilliant results from it. Something or something sooner or later is going to give, like, and it had done that nearly twice for yourself. And again, it's just a massive fear aspect with personal trainers where they go, if I do this, it's all going to crumble. Or like, what if X, Y, and Z leaves? And sometimes you have to be willing for X, Y, and Z to leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To actually apply that.
Well, that was like for me going from one-to-one to groups. You know, I had that fear. I think I actually spoke to you about it. And even changing my demographic. I don't know whether you remember, but we had a chat in the deli one day where you were saying, look, you maybe need to look at a specific demographic, because I was training everybody and anybody.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, I don't know if I want to do that at first. And then when I did start doing it, I realized, you know what? I'm actually able to help more people now, because I know the type of person that I'm able to help. You know, you can't help everybody. Yeah, so I realized the type of person that I could help. And I was able to focus on those people, and I am helping more people now.
And even changing your demographic has helped give you a stability within your business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, the people that are going to come in and know the term, like know the project, no, they're not coming in looking for a 4-week fix or a 6-week fix. They know what it's going to take.
Do,
But with the people that you had at the start.
Previously it was.
Get in, fix, back out again.
Yeah.
You're going to achieve better results for them because you've picked and filtered out the people that you don't want and the people you want. Like, 100%. And we've seen that as well.
Yeah, definitely. So you're saying at the end of this year, you're looking on the maybe opening up another unit?
Potentially another unit. Something bigger, or just keeping what I have there at the minute and opening up another one. But
yeah,
that's it's not even that far down the line, really. Like, the way things are going, as I say, I was thinking 3 years was the plan, but I think it's more realistic I could be doing something that in the shorter term.
Yeah. And how do you find it, like, now that you've brought a guy in and you're training him up, and how are you finding that experience, especially in such a short space of time?
Yeah, I actually quite enjoy it. Like, obviously I'm quite passionate about what I do and I love helping people, but like, I see that as me helping him too, because he's getting into an industry which is really rewarding.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's a rewarding industry, and he's getting the experience, what I experience on a daily basis.
Yeah.
He's also helping people. Getting you mentoring him too, obviously.
Yeah.
Helping him, because this is, it's not saturated. I never want to say that, because then it sounds like, you know, there's a scarcity there. Mm-hmm. It's not, you can go in and you can help people and you can, but he's getting someone to actually help him up the ladder and not make the mistakes that possibly you made. 9 years of experience.
Well, that's it. He's progressing fast because he has someone like I did with you. I've progressed fast because you two had been there and done it. So when you were advising me, like, you had tried and tested everything, and what didn't work, you know it didn't work. So
not even that, it's enjoyable to bring somebody on, like staff in my gym as well too, the trainers there have been members. No, when bringing somebody from that position, would they join the gym? And it's like Gareth, it works for me.
Well,
Gareth,
that's the same for me. Mick
was, he's a member.
He was a client.
He joined initially because he was looking to bring his wife on. He was going to stay a month and go. And now he's working on there full time.
That's similar to Mick too. He
you
was
see
the
that
same
progression
month
with someone.
Kept staying on.
Yeah.
That cycle's repeated. Like you said, you've done a transformation, and then, you know, you went down and done. Definitely even Connor, Stephen, and Kira.
Yeah.
It's all the same process.
It, and seeing that, like, it's you're getting basically to mold that person. You know, you get to see them progress themselves as well too. And that's a massive reward as well for you as a coach and as a gym owner, to see somebody that was a member in your gym who came to you for a result and is now coaching other people through that same
results.
Process.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's fantastic to see, like, definitely.
So, Pierce, when you started with us, you had around 30 clients.
Yeah.
So, where roughly are you sitting now?
Yeah, so 30 one-to-one clients when I started. And then now I've got about 100, well, over 100, about 105 the last time I checked.
Massive change, man.
Yeah. So,
you're, like, even that alone, you're able to treble what you've brought on in terms of members, but you've got less time that you're working on the floor.
Yeah. So, like, for me to have done that, doing one-to-one, like, it wasn't happening.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be even doing 24-hour days.
Yeah.
You know, you which you're not going to do. No. But yeah, you still wouldn't have fitted that amount of people in.
Yeah, brilliant.
Obviously, it's not just about even the money, the revenue you're generating and helping people, but you've helped yourself, obviously. And the big thing in this is, if we do reach out to people, it just fucking relieves that stress and gives us a way of living the life we want.
Well, that's it. Like, I had no life.
No, that's
like, it. Like, I really didn't. Like, it was like, you know, I was stuck to the gym.
Yeah.
Like, I was there, as I say, 6 in the morning, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. That was my life. You know, if I needed a nap, you know, if I got a cancellation, it was like, oh my God, happy days, I have a cancellation, I can get a nap here. I was that tired. Mm. You know, I was exhausted, I was drained, it was crazy, like.
Yeah.
Whereas now I've...
It's getting where personal trainers don't really see that, especially starting out. Like, they don't know, they see, like, what they're seeing on Facebook and what they're seeing with other personal trainers and businesses, but... That's why there is such a high burnout rate in that industry.
Aye.
Because people come in with all these expectations and don't realise how hard it is to actually run that business.
Yep.
And then falling into the wrong type of business, basically. Not the wrong type of business, but just not doing what they could be doing by applying better systems and better way. Yep. And not even asking for the help they'd be able to do that as well too. And that's why people are getting maybe 2-3 years out of being a personal trainer and then going looking for something else again.
But the thing I found... too was doing it the way I was previously is it's actually harder to help people because you're so tired. Like, I was fine on some days, I was getting them evening sessions and I was addicted, so even some of my morning sessions because I was so tired from the day before. Like, the clients weren't getting their all from you.
No way. You can't.
It was Owen's seminar. He was mentioning, like, your last session, would you have read it? Like, was it perfect?
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't, you know, that's not good enough.
And not even that. Like, your first client that comes in that door usually is getting the best version of you.
Yeah.
And it should be the exact same for your last client.
Aye.
No, that shouldn't dwindle at all. Like, and if you're not looking after yourself, which most personal trainers aren't doing, then that's never going to happen. So you're always, like, your product becomes watered down because you're watered down. You're run out. Basically, you're running on an empty, so you're not serving the people the way you should be serving them.
And you wonder why you're not getting results off the back of it.
Yeah.
And it's simply because of that.
Yeah. But that's even for me, like, the results I'm getting, like, I got good results before, whereas now, like, with more free time on my hand and actually working with more people, you would normally associate that where it was going to be a watered down service, but it's better because I have that free time. I can plan better. I can
research more. You're able to learn more. You're able to apply yourself better. You're looking at the different products and different systems that you can use. That's, again, not only that you're having to do more work with nutrition side of things, you're making that process for your clients and your members just a lot more easier, a lot more simpler.
Yeah.
Where you're getting that input to help them out at the start, but then you're systemizing that as well too.
Yeah.
You're not... like having to keep on doing the same things, writing out diet plans, doing this X, Y, and Z. Brilliant thing. Like, your story has been, the last 5 months, 6 months, has been fantastic.
You know what? Excited to see what is going to happen now in the next few months, because it is big things, man. You are going places. Like, you're constantly taking action. You can see that you're happy in your job, that you're freaking happy, and the business is fucking growing off the back of it.
Like, this is the happiest I've ever been in this job. Obviously, I've always loved it, but... having that time now to actually focus on the business and have time for me as well, like, that's massive. Like, having time for me to actually recharge the batteries so that I do go in every day excited.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going every day fresh.
It's a great feeling. It's just having clarity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, like we were saying in the car on the way over, now you can see where you're going.
Yeah.
You know, where before you didn't. You just didn't, you felt like, again, at that
week to week.
That's it. Yeah. You didn't have any clarity. You didn't have no focus.
You can't plan like that. You can't plan ahead because you have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, brilliant. Fantastic. Thanks again for coming on the podcast.
Appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, excellent.
Thanks for even taking action constantly with Elevate. Like, it's great to work with someone like that.
Definitely.
Yeah, thanks for all the help.
It's been great. It's good to be part of the journey for sure.
Brilliant.
Excellent.
I don't know, next podcast, have we a surprise guest on?
Must be a surprise. I don't know who it is.
Exactly. So whenever we find out who that guest is, we'll let yous all know. But apart from that, thanks for everyone for actually tuning in and listening.
Yeah, and again, folks, like, if you're listening, go on the iTunes and rating it, giving us a 5-star and sharing the podcast on with your friends and social media or whatever. Yeah,
please do. Cheers. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Pierce.
Excellent.
Cheers, Pierce. Thank you. Elevate.